Wait. Slow down. You mentioned a time loop. No. No, that can't be. That should only be in the past. What did you experience exactly? Embarrassing. I won't judge you, and I see. Oh my. This is quite serious. Look at me. Breathe for now. Do you hear me? Can you see me? I'm real. If what you've described is the case, we need to act quickly and not tempt fate. Listen to me. Forbidden magic is at hand. Where it's originating will be somewhere in this atelier. It isn't clarified, but a witch has stricken. Not one that I wish to name. Not allowed. Look at me. Hey. We'll be okay. But we cannot panic. And we cannot let them know that we know about it. Otherwise, they'll reset it. Recalibrate the rune. And we'll be in a much worse situation. The moment it resets, we'll have to face something much, much worse. Don't think about it. We don't have the time. For now, trust me. Finding that rune while coming up with clever excuses is going to be the top priority. This way. As I was saying, I was just going to show you around the atelier. It's quite the facility for learning magic and otherwise. What we're looking for isn't something typical, not even something atypical. It's something drastic. It should be glowing crimson and extremely complicated. Once we find it, then the real task begins, okay? Hey, don't worry. We'll find it. And if you forget something, you look at me. I'll try and help where I can. It's easy to, but the rune will be placed where we least expect it. Knowing the witches, they want something. This is a test, likely for you. I'm sorry. I should have warned you something like this could happen. I thought at first it was backlash, something that I'd done. But this is external. What you described has to be. Likely from within. I don't know how. I'm not sure. At what point. It's okay. Don't panic. As I was saying, over here, there's much to be discovered. We have a storage facility right here. And of course, right here is a training ground. You don't need to worry about that. This room is my private quarters. And as you've been quite introduced, this is the common halls and this leads to the basement. Strange. It doesn't look normal. Something's off. No. Look at me. Do I look normal? Is anything different about me? Take your time. Look me over. Okay. We had to make sure. one wrong move there, and it becomes dicey. There's a charming axe, as well as something else. Something for obscuring. I don't know yet. It's over here. I see one. We can't acknowledge or directly alter it yet. But something is obscuring the way to the basement. Likely where they placed the trap. Listen to me. All of this is set up to lead us to a trap. Likely something to do with time and forbidden magic involving entrapment of some sort. If we're lucky, we see it before we step in it. But knowing witches, this won't be easy. They've altered the way to the basement. What will likely happen is if we went down the steps as we are now, things would change drastically. Reality would bend to a maze of sorts. Witches love to play games, and this one is no different. I need you to stay calm. I'm trying to as well. Despite it all, calm is what we need. Breathe. We have to look at least normal. If we do that, the panic won't spread. The hexes won't be as effective. Look at me. It's going to be all right. The more you trust me, the less power they have. Okay? See? That's the worst nightmare. You believing is more than enough. And I believe in you, your words, and what you've described to me. I have to. The knocking, that was the point of contact. When I came into the room is when it started. So, 3 paces this way. Hold my hand, it's like a dance. 4 paces this way. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 this way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 2 this way. 1, 2. For what it's worth, this little waltz we had to do is necessary. I know it's embarrassing, but given what else we've been robbed of with this temporal anomaly, I figured it was a nice little icebreaker to start off again. This way. Each step we have to be cautious of. As you look down there, do you see anything glowing? A slight glow upper right. Okay. I have to predict what it is before we get there to prepare something to counter it. Is it the temporal distortion itself? No. Too obvious. That'll likely be 7 paces in that direction, if I had to guess. Now, hold my hand. It's very important that you don't look away from me. You may hear or see things, if you do. Things that may be scary, but I will protect you. I promise. I won't let them hurt you. I won't. All right. Here we go. Clear your thoughts as much as you can. Okay? Remember, 7 steps. And I will lead you down the steps. I won't let you fall. It may seem like a chasm exists, but most of this is mental. Remember that. It becomes physical the more we acknowledge it. So, look at me instead, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven. That was almost bad. For a moment there, things started to twist and distort. I don't know what you heard, but your eyes told me. It was nothing good. This is clearly a nightmare, Axe. Relax. Tell me, is it up? Down? To the left or right where my hand is on the wall? I cannot look. And you can only look in your peripheral. Do not look directly. When I'm touching it, give me a blink. Okay? Up. Left. So about right there. That's one little trick of the puzzle down. Thank you. You've been a great help so far. I could not have done it without your help. These hexes require two. And it's not easy even with. Most would not be able to pass such a test. But this is just the beginning. Do you see anything glowing in your peripheral? On the floor. I see. This will require something daring. If you'll excuse me, I may have to bend you back, as in the waltz move. Do you know how to keep your balance? If we fall into it, it will cause a bit of a trouble. We'll likely be separated, and I don't want to get into what happens after that. It won't be deadly, but we'll likely have to restart. Are you okay? All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Where is it? Remember, don't look directly. Very well. I haven't drawn a circle with my toes before, but there's a first time for everything. This is a bit of protection in case the worst happens. Hold me, if you would. Good. It's much easier to do if you're holding me. And this symbol goes here. Doing this without looking, as well as with my... It's ridiculous, isn't it? I must look ridiculous like this, but I promise it's necessary. Can you see that that's closed? We alter this, smudge this out, put a circle, and this. Okay. Did the color change? Great. We've done well so far. Trust me, this could have been much worse. That's most of the hexes gone. There's likely one more. The most difficult of them all. I need you to trust me. When we get near it, you'll need to kiss me. I know how this sounds, but it's necessary. The hex wards against talking and requires a lover's pairing. I apologize, but you'll have to trust me as we do this last dance of the war. You did great. I apologize if I got distracted. Your lips are quite distracting, but I had to. To multitask while kissing you was far, far harder than the hex itself, yet easier and more pleasant. The difference is, I wanted to kiss you. I barely managed to scrape out the edge. The hexes were placed meticulously, almost like a test. Why and who was here? I will likely find in that letter that was in the circle. They wanted us to succeed, or they wanted us to fail until we did succeed. A forge in the fires of failure. It's not the first time I've encountered a witch that does this. I apologize. This is my own lingering past. I have many enemies, and they are relentless. This particular one meant for you to be here. I know it's still early into who we are. I don't foresee this being tied to you. But please be honest if you had anything to do with it. I wouldn't be mad. I just want to make sure. I'll trust you then. Who could it be? Marjorie. Marjorie is the most likely candidate. The witch is obsessed with me from a long time. I don't know how to put this, but Marjorie is a witch of many desires. She doesn't want me, but she wants me to want someone. Knowing her, in her mind, she was trying to help me. It's embarrassing, but Marjorie particularly wants me to find love. It's complicated, but she also has exacting standards. When I was little, I met her. A timeless being, so to speak. She saw me with great potential and love of magic, and taught me many things about hexes. Forbidden magic, war magic. Not because she wanted me to be in trouble, but because she saw me as worth knowing such things. She saw me as her apprentice, so to speak. A warlock to be. And yet, what I was anything but. It was not so simple to succeed. Not in this world. And not with her magic. I won't say she's a bad person. But she does meddle. Mischievous. In truth, probably none of these were dangerous. More like a twisted little game that would have repeated endlessly. Even then, it's another side of my past I wasn't necessarily ready to speak of, but I suppose now is as good a time as any to let you know that's part of the baggage that comes along with being with me. I know you came here for a job, and that's fine. I don't blame you if you found this crushing or deal-breaking in terms of the fun we've had. My memories returned, for what it's worth. It's why I don't think this was done out of malicious intent. A more playful game. I'm sure from your perspective, it's anything but. There are... No, it's nothing. You're not in too much danger. Not yet. But I will say, she's not the worst of the baggage. And while I can't confidently say this was done by her, I'm hopeful that it was, and not Beatrice. The witches of destruction. They are legends, eternal beings, of which magic is said to originate. Beatrice is one that sees me as a blemish to be erased. The world is not so kind to those like me. Those who cater to the dregs and abandoned are seen as weak. My potential was always seen as unquestionable, but in her eyes, I squandered it, and for that she hated me. I always knew someday she would try and end things, but I don't think that's today. We will have to be wary. The witches are not beings we can directly confront, but to be avoided as things maneuver and change. I promise you, I will keep you safe, no matter the case. I am sorry things took such a turn, but on the bright side, we're not dealing with the one that would actually wish to do us harm. At least I think. As much as that lacks reassurance, the enemies that we face likely will resemble them. I wish for a world where war and violence were not necessary, but some epitomize the idea of it as congruent to magic as magic to itself. I know. Nothing of this is comforting. I'm sorry, I can't deliver said comforts. Oh, how I wish I could. How I wish Marjorie was able to be more reasoned with, let alone Beatrice. The witches of utter destruction have their own personalities. They are people, just ones who have lived a very long time. When death doesn't encroach upon you, when time is unending, you start to view the world in a very different light. One of which I can only partially understand. Probably never. But that's because we of the mortals of this world, we know so little in comparison. And yet we know more than they ever will. If you have infinite time, aren't there things that lose the meaning? For instance, what is love without loss? As romantic as it sounds, would love last forever? In a way, Marjorie was probably trying to give us some twisted form of that. A forever that we could digest and enjoy somehow. Trapped in an endless moment of glee, bonding, romance. I understand how this is difficult, but it may not come from such a hateful experience. Understanding the witches can sometimes be like dealing with children. It sounds silly now, but in many ways, they exhibit similar absurdities to children. And I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. Even with the shortcomings, that sometimes are present. Darling, I'm sorry if this is too much. I know this is a can of worms that you did not sign up to be an assistant at this Italian. I don't want you to feel entrapped. I should have been honest, but I was too weak. I thought my past would remain as such, and so even now, you would do it all again for me. How reckless, but how giving. As would I for you. I would relive that waltz in a way. I'm thankful to Marjorie, and that as much as it was a trial and could have ended much worse, it was something of a moment to get back what was lost. An opportunity to spend a moment where we intimately could learn something about each other. To rely on you, that I can wholeheartedly. I'm thankful at least to know that now. I understand if you're exhausted. It comes with the job, at least in part. Now we're dealing with two types of children, if you think about it. The Eternal Ones. Believe it or not, the Witches. I think something about them. They never wanted to grow up. And whatever magic they managed to create, they forever remain. They see us like children see dolls. And I was one of the only Magi who saw them as people instead of forces of nature. I understand if you view me as incompetent as the elders did. Why? Why do you believe in me so much? Is the love we made worth that much trust? No, it's a stupid question. I trust you as well. It's just rare that I encounter someone so genuine. I almost don't know how to respond when it comes to that. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel loved, and I want this all to make sense. I know I can't do all of it. Not at this very moment. But I hope I've answered enough that it puts your heart at ease. There may be dangerous things in our future, but I will not let any harm come to you. I will protect you, as I do my students as well. Do you understand that you've played a big role in their lives as well? I'm impressed, as well as elated, that you found your place in this little Italian. And I don't want you to leave. I wish so much for you to be happy and to be a part of that happiness, as selfish as I am. And I wish for this story to have a happy ending. No matter how many times we have to start over. was that? No, I didn't say anything. I said what? No, you must be hearing things.